Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. What a time to be alive. And what a way to start this episode. This feels so weird, but we're throwing it back to the days. Literally, I'm talking about it like it was years ago, but it was literally like last year when I would feel this urge to sit down and record a podcast episode, having no plan, no outline, just vibes, really. At this point, it's literally just vibes. And pulling out the mic, pulling out my headphones, and going with the flow and seeing what comes up, what comes through. So it's one of those moments, and it feels weird because it's been a minute since I have recorded a podcast episode, like much less one of these, like super chill. Like I'm literally, y'all, I am nude. I'm in my robe. Okay. I'm in my bonnet. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Aries season start tomorrow. I believe it's Aries season, or like the astrological new year starts tomorrow. Or perhaps it's the fact that it is eclipse season and I am feeling, just completely feeling this energy of releasing and opening space for new things, new versions of myself to come through. I don't know what it is, but I felt so energized to come sit at my computer and get some work done and also sit and chat with y'all. So it's going to be a really casual episode today, okay? This is one of those where put me in your ears, okay? Lay down in bed and let's just vibe. Let's just chat. If you want to take an edible... Not me encouraging y'all, but I mean, hello, if you want to take an edible, maybe order a pizza, like girl, we're here, we're tuned in, we're tapped in. And I feel like this is the first time in literal months that I felt energized and excited about content. And it literally makes me want to cry. Also, Venus is in Pisces right now. And I tell you, I've been crying at the drop of a hat, at the drop of a literal hat. Like I've just been crying at everything. It's really kind of wild. As someone who like at one point in time just hated crying and just felt so ashamed to cry, I had to work through that. But you know, here we are. Now I'm crying all the time. And I kind of love that for me. No, but you know, okay. Let's try to find some structure for this particular episode because it really is going to be quite a ramble. I've just been going through the most confusing evolution and change that I have ever gone through in my life. And you know how I have all of these podcast episodes, if you've listened for a minute or at least a couple of months, then you know that the past couple of, not even past couple of months, like a year now at this point, because Saturn went into Pisces last March, which is wild to think that it's already been a year. But if you've been listening for the past year, you know I've had a ton of different guests come on. I've had a ton of different episodes diving into Saturn return and this idea of, you know, the astrological coming of age and what your Saturn return is and what it will look like, and almost like conceptualizing this idea of adulthood and trying to understand it, trying to intellectualize it as an Aquarius rising would do. And it has been, I wouldn't say challenging in the sense that I thought it would be. So my Saturn return, I remember asking people around me who I knew who were older, had gone through it, kind of what their return looked like. And I heard a lot of stories of people moving to different states and starting over, people getting fired, people getting divorced, having babies, starting families, you know, all of these like major life things. And granted, we're only a year in, so who knows what's to come for the rest of the Saturn in Pisces. But I remember hearing all these stories and kind of like I didn't necessarily have fear around my return because I felt kind of like I was going into it very prepared, right? Giving very much type A behavior. Like, I'm preparing as much as I can. I'm interviewing astrologers. I'm looking up Saturn return threads on Reddit. Like, I'm prepared. I know what to expect. I can handle this. And you know, the thing about a Saturn return or any astrological transit or anything in life is you are prepared to handle it. Like, you are given the tools to handle what comes your way. I truly do believe that. And so I didn't have necessarily a fear, but I had this kind of curiosity around what will my particular return look like? And again, only a year in, but I suppose this is the year check-in at this point, right? But it has been rocky in the sense, or challenging, I should say, in the sense that this particular return has made me question so much of who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's been beautiful in the sense that I've released a lot of things, which I'll get to in a minute, but it's also been really challenging in the sense that as I've been releasing a lot of things, I've kind of questioned, are there other things that I should release? Now, I feel like I'm being very, like, vague and just speaking in tongues right now. So let's kind of back it up and walk through this. So, oh my God, I had a thought and it completely just left me. Am I well? I'm not. No, I'm kidding. I'm well. But no, I feel like this particular Saturn return, I had this idea of the way it was going to be challenging. And I feel like one of the things that I encountered in this return was that I have truly, for a lot of my life, just struggled with this need to always be doing something, to always go, 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 to always be on, to always be busy. And I feel like it's something that is very perpetuated by our society. I was literally talking to Monica the other day, y'all know Monica, and we were talking about consumption and creation. We were talking about how when you are, not even when you are, but like, we're all creators, we all create different things, but specifically, I was speaking about like just the podcast realm and like online content creation and how we consume at such a rapid pace that when you're on the other end as a creator, you feel like you have to create at such a rapid pace in order to keep up. And I have felt in the past like couple years, as the show has grown, as podcasting has taken off, as content creation has become a career, and so many people are like, I want to be a content creator, and it's just become this massive industry, that it has been like I'm on a treadmill and I'm running, and the treadmill just keeps going up in speed. And I'm like, baby, my legs are not built up for this. Like, it's just kind of like I'm hanging on for dear life. And I think this particular Saturn return so far has brought me to a point where I was just like, okay, like I'm going to have to stop the treadmill for a second. Because one, hold on, let me make sure my mic is connected. Is my mic connected? Oh God. It like said it disconnected for a second. Hold on. Because one, where am I running to go? Why am I running? And two, do I even enjoy being on this treadmill? Like, is this something that I genuinely want to tire myself out for, burn myself out for? Is it worth it? And I don't think it is. Not for me, at least. Like, I know, you know, I talk a lot about discipline, and I talk about commitment, and I talk about consistency. And I will 110% sit here and stand behind those words. And I will say, I continue to believe in all those things. I think discipline is such a beautiful form of self-care and self-love, keeping promises to yourself, being consistent in things, being committed to things. But I think somewhere along the lines in our collective consciousness, our collective reality, we have somehow equated discipline and commitment and consistency with this idea of rapid creation that is going along with this other idea of rapid consumerism. I love making things, especially making podcasts, because I can sit here and I can ramble and I can talk and I can share my thoughts. And somewhere along the line, maybe it helps you, or maybe it just helps me to kind of figure out a direction for myself or an answer to a question that I didn't even know I was asking. But I also believe that there is so much beauty and power in allowing different seasons of our lives to evolve at their own pace. And so if you're in a particular season where you're not meant to create rapidly, you're not meant to, you know, be in this go, go, go mindset and be doing all of the things all of the time, I think that's okay. And I feel like I got to that point last year and I was fighting it so much because it felt like here I am wanting to do all of these things. And here I am on this track where things are finally picking up momentum. And for some reason, it felt like I'd hit a wall. And I was so confused and I was so frustrated because all of the things that I felt like I had a clear vision on, like y'all remember, I literally started 2023 with an episode or a couple episodes talking about this vision and how I'd invested all of this money into doing all of these things with my brand and, you know, trademarking all of these things. And I was so focused and I could see it. I could see a vision. And by the end of the year, that same vision, that same idea, it was gone. It was like I no longer had the desire. And one thing about me is I don't like to do shit that I don't care for. Like if I'm not passionate about it, especially because this right here, this isn't like my main source of income. There isn't, you know, the motivation of like, okay, if I don't do this, I'm literally not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm literally not going to eat, right? And I think even when you hate a job, like you have that motivation kind of to go to the job because you're like, okay, I got to do this. Like my bills got to be paid. But this isn't that for me. This has always been a passion project, a project of love, a project of me just enjoying. And you on the other end, you can feel that energy. And that's why you listen, you tune in, I'm sure, because, you know, somewhere along the line, some good information or whatever. But baby, it's vibes over here. You feel me? You're here because it's vibes. But if I were to keep creating for the sake of creating and the vibes weren't hitting the way I want the vibes to hit, you would feel that. And I would feel that. It would be such a, it would be such an inauthentic form of self-expression. It wouldn't be accurate. It wouldn't be me. So this section, this first third of my Saturn return has really, it's forced me to slow down. It's forced me to sit down and think about what it is that I actually want, what it is that I actually value, why it is that I actually value those things, and what it is that I want to do moving forward. And unfortunately, those questions haven't been easily answered. They're still not answered. I don't know what the answers are. And I'm the kind of person where I love to operate on clarity. I feel like we can all agree on that, right? I know personally, when I have clarity on where I'm going and what I'm doing, I can take action quick. Like if you tell me, okay, this is the plan, this is what we're doing, baby, I got it ready to go. Like I have step 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5 figured out. Like we are moving, we are grooving. But when there is a lack of clarity, personally, I don't feel like it is the smartest thing to just move ahead with any old plan, diving fully in if you don't feel truly clear on it. Now, I do think that clarity comes from action taking, but in this particular season, the action taking for me has looked like restful action taking. It hasn't looked like creating more content. In fact, I actually think I need to stop consuming so much content. I actually am going to be deleting TikTok probably tomorrow because I have been sucked down this ridiculous rabbit hole with that app after I was like literally boycotting it for the longest time. And now I'm like watching it all the time and it's ridiculous. But anyways, I think action creates clarity, but it's like I said, in this season, my action taking is restful action. So it looks a lot like leaning into, well, what are some hobbies that I want to pursue? Or I really have been focusing on building community in Dallas. And that has been something that I have always talked about in these episodes ever since moving here. Of like, I really want to have like that community. I want to feel like I'm truly seeing Dallas as a home and truly integrating it into my life as if this is a place that I'm going to stay in, at least for like the next couple of years. And I feel like because I wasn't taking the time to build a community, I was almost like one foot in, one foot out. I was like, I was contemplating moving back home. I was contemplating going back to my safe space because I just felt so unsure about what it would look like to truly stay here and truly lean in. Yeah, this has been such a wild chapter. And I know the answer is here. The answer is somewhere here in this ether. It's around me. And perhaps I'm not in a place to fully understand what it is yet, right? And I think that gives me, it makes me anxious because it makes me feel as if I don't know what is coming. And we've talked about faith a ton on the show before, but I think that's a huge part of faith, especially in your journey, is having faith in the fact that you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maybe you don't have the answer just quite yet. Maybe you don't even understand why you're going through what you're going through. Maybe it literally doesn't make sense. Yeah, I remember I was talking to my mom today and I was, you know, talking about certain things that I'm going through and experiencing and just the questions of why is it happening in this way? It's not happening in the way that I thought it would, or it's not happening in the way that I feel like makes the most logical sense. But you have to remember, a lot of times we see that life is going to go a certain way. Like we're like, okay, A to B to C to D, like that makes sense, right? And then God is like, no, we're going A to D to C to Z to T for you to end up where you're supposed to be. And even though, you know, in our current moment, in our current existence, in our current present state, we're looking at it and we're like, well, that don't make no sense. That's like the longest way to get there, whatever. Perhaps it's that there's certain things you pick up along the way, certain people that you meet, certain things that you do. And so this season that I'm in, it's very murky, it's very confusing, but I do have a sense of calm somewhere behind that anxiety is reminding me that I am right where I'm supposed to be. There is a reason I'm here. There is a reason I'm going through this. And perhaps the reason is to help you if you're currently navigating a season like this, to help you realize that it's okay. Like I know social media can be like crazy intense when you are seeing people doing things, accomplishing things at super young ages. You're seeing people who seem to be quote unquote surpassing you or living a life that you really want to live, you feel you deserve. And it just feels really confusing or frustrating that you're not there, you don't have it. And I think that is also another reason I probably need to delete TikTok and some of these apps or just limit my time on them, because it's almost like I go on there and it's like I envy people's clarity. I'm like, oh my God, you had this desire to like maybe be a doctor and you did that and you followed through and you're still doing it years later and you always had that passion. I'm like, how did you know from such a young age? That was always it. How did you know? You know, those people who just kind of know what it is they're supposed to do. And I do think purpose is very complex and multi-layered and, you know, not always very like, this is the one thing you're supposed to do for the rest of your life. I do think within the layer, even if it's something like a doctor, right? Like within that, you have multiple layers. Like maybe that person also felt like their purpose was being a parent, or perhaps being, you know, a pet mom or pet dad, or perhaps in helping their community in a certain way. And that's like part of their layered purpose. And I do think that there's something in my purpose where I'm being called to speak. That's always what I have felt in my heart. Like there's something about speaking that feels so powerful for me. It feels like when I speak and I get into that flow and I am truly in a space where I'm not thinking about what the next words are or what the passwords were or what the purpose of what it is I'm saying is, I'm just speaking freely. There's something really powerful about the delivery and the message that comes out. And that's why I felt drawn to podcasting even before I understood that. Even before I felt that and truly integrated that message and understanding of that part of my purpose, I was drawn to this particular medium. And so I was right where I was supposed to be 5 years ago, and I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now. And it is really, like I said, anxiety provoking at times, because it's been a lot of releasing. It's been a lot of letting go. When you're going through an evolution, you have to let it be whatever it's supposed to be for you. You can't have expectations of, you know, what it is that you feel you need to keep and what it is you feel you need to let go. You have to let that naturally come to you and not try to hold on or control the situation. And that, I think, is one of the toughest parts of this, because when you are evolving, you're shedding away layers of yourself, certainly layers of yourself that maybe have been with you for years, for decades. And when I tell you, that is one of the most courageous things that you can do in this life, is to say, that person that I was for the past 10, 15, 20 years, I'm no longer that person. I no longer identify with that version of myself. And I've been doing a lot of, you know, work around identity. And I think that there is this thing that we do where we hold on to pieces of our identity so much so that when it comes for time for us to evolve and change and shift, we're so tied to that particular part of ourselves that we almost feel like we're losing ourselves, or we feel like our lives are falling apart, or we feel like we're crumbling. And it's because we were so tied to that thing that we can't imagine living a life where we are not that particular identity. And I'm here to tell you that you can't lose yourself. Like, you're always going to be yourself, right? It's about understanding that whoever you are in this particular moment, that's who you are. And it's about giving yourself grace. It's about understanding that just because you are, you know, identifying as this type of person or with this job or with this purpose today, it doesn't mean that that has to be it forever and ever and ever. Because for some reason, we have that mindset. And I mean, it makes sense, right? It makes sense. I think we're also conditioned to think that way too. It's kind of like, you know, going back to the examples that people give about like how career shifts have happened over the course of like the past couple of decades. You know, when you look at the older generations, it's kind of like they have that mindset of you get out of college or you get a certain type of education, whatever that looks like for you. And you get a job and you stay there, and you stay there for the rest of your life. You stay there until, you know, you get a pension or you retire, whatever. Like, you stay there, you're committed, you're locked in, you've chosen. And with our, you know, younger generation, our more modern generation understanding of careers, we are so open to the shifts. We're open to the shifts that, you know, allow us to merge and change and kind of like decide that we want to do one thing one day. And then maybe in 5 years, we're like, you know what? I've had fun with that particular career. I want to go into new, you know, a new sector, a new industry. I want to change companies. I feel like a lot of us end up staying in the same industry because there is something potent about, you know, if you truly want to become an expert in a thing, right? You stay in the same industry, you grow, maybe change companies, you climb up the ladder, if you're in corporate, whatever. But we're really open to this idea of shifting and evolving and going where we feel called to go and allowing our souls to sort of morph, right? But I think when we look at it on an individual level of like, what does that look like? What does it look like to morph and change and evolve and go where you feel called? There's a lot more resistance around it because you're kind of like, well, you know, if I've always been this person, then I am that person. That's my identity. That's who I am. And I think that when I was going through the initial phases of Saturn, I won't even lie to you, and I'm still in it right now. Y'all, I like was in this place of like, do I want to end the podcast? And that's kind of why you haven't heard like new episodes really. I've just been doing like reposts of, you know, popular episodes, really good episodes, because one, I was like, shit, I got some good ass content in here. Like, let me repost this real quick. But also two, I've been navigating like, okay, for the past, you know, 5 years, I've had podcaster as a part of my identity, but is it time to let that go? Or maybe it's not necessarily time to let that go, but is it time for the show to change? And what is it changing into? What does it look like? Because I don't know what the answer to that question is, but I struggled and I still struggle because letting go of that particular part of my identity means several things. It means that, one, I almost struggle with this feeling of like disappointing myself and kind of like, okay, well, if I no longer am this thing, right? If I no longer identify as podcaster, then all of the past years of work that I put in, hard work, dedication, commitment, then I failed myself. So I think a lot of times when we're considering a shift or we're considering something shifting with our identity, we feel like it is a letdown. It is a disappointment. It is a failure to ourselves, or, because it can definitely be both. There can also be this fear of disappointing people around you, your friends, your family, right? So for me, it's like, you know, for everyone that listens and tunes in and shares how much they love the show, I'm kind of like, well, if I stop doing it, I'm not serving you anymore. I'm not showing up for you anymore. And that is a painful thought for me to have. And again, I'm sitting with, what does this shift look like? Because perhaps it's not necessarily ending the show, but perhaps it's just a shift of what I discuss or the way that I show up energetically on this show. Or one thing I've been considering is, how can I go deeper? How can I dive even deeper with you? Because I do think that over the years, I have allowed myself to open up and be more vulnerable and transparent. But what does that look like for the next level? And that is a very difficult question to ask and to answer. So yeah, when we're considering evolution with ourselves, it's not the easiest thing, but it does require on many different levels us to sort of understand that our identity is something that's ever changing. You know, I'm always going to be, well, maybe not, I could change my name, but like for now, I'm Deandra Nicolette, right? And that's how I identify in terms of my name, but I could always change my name. Or I could always change how I want to energetically represent myself or how I want to identify or, you know, what my job title is. Because even I went to a networking event recently with a friend and it was like, obviously it's a networking event. So people are asking like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And even at something like that, right, there is this almost like there is a judgment that people place on you when you tell them what you do for work. Think about it. Like if you say, you know, if you go there and you're like, I'm a singer, or you say, I'm a VP at a company, or you say, I'm a mechanic, or you say, I'm a teacher. When you think about all of those different professions, when you're at an event like that, you go in almost with this knowing that people are going to judge you, even if it's unconsciously, even if they don't mean to do it, but they're going to judge you based on what it is that you do. And at an event like that, they're going to judge what type of connection they think they can have with you or what type of quality of connection they think they can have with you based off what you do. But that is just a small piece of your identity. And that is something that can also change just any day. And so I feel like it's kind of like coming to terms with that fluidity when it comes to identity and being okay with letting go of versions of yourself, because it's okay. It's okay if you change and you shift and you change and shift back the next day or whatever. I actually started eating chicken again. Most random thing. If you didn't know, I've been a pescatarian for like a long time. Like, it's so long that I've lost track of the time. I want to say it's been almost 2 decades. Like, it's been a while. And that was something that I thoroughly identified with. Like, you know, when I would go out to dinners and people or someone like ask me on a date, or I'd be going somewhere to eat with like a friend or my parents, like it was always part of my process to look at the menu. What do they have for seafood dishes? Do they have salmon? Do they have shrimp? Do they have scallops? Do they have lobster? Like, and it would have to be part of like how I thought, because I identified as a pescatarian. And recently, it literally was like last month, I've been really trying to hit protein goals. And obviously I know you can hit protein goals being pescatarian, being vegan, like, you know, different eating styles, whatever. But something was kind of like, well, let's try to add chicken back in. And I think I told y'all on TikTok a couple months ago, I tried to add chicken back in. I'd like tried a salad somewhere and it was like super dry. It tasted like meat and it was so gross. I hate it. And I was like, oh, nope, not for me. But I was like, let me try it again. And I forget what the first meal was, but I like bought some chicken. I cooked some chicken. I made curry chicken and it still does taste like meat to me. But guess what? Also, like, even as a pescatarian, like, I was like really weird about eating fish. So I won't even lie to you. Like, meat just weirds me out. Meat of any kind. So that's just a sector all on its own there. But I added chicken back in, and I remember I was chatting with Tanya about it, and I was talking about how there was almost like this shame. There was like shame and disappointment. And it was like, because for so long I identified as pescatarian, and here I was doing something, changing something that was such a drastic shift with my identity. I felt like I was betraying myself. Like, it literally felt like I was betraying myself. Like, how could I be eating meats? Like, what is she doing? I remember I went out with my friend to this little bar after an event, and I got chicken tenders. And it was the weirdest experience. And I was like explaining to the waitress, and I almost felt like I had to explain myself and be like, oh, well, I didn't eat meat for so long and I'm just adding it back. And mind you, the waitress is like, I don't care. Well, she was super nice, but she doesn't care, right? Obviously, she's just taking the orders and she's bringing them to the back. But I really felt like I was doing something wrong. And I had to sit with that and be like, okay, pescatarian was my identity. I identified as a pescatarian. I no longer. And that's okay. And I think to go even deeper with this, it's even this thing where I've just been considering, like, what is our obsession with the labels? Like, we have this obsession with labeling things and putting things and people and ideas into boxes. And it is particularly for our understanding, because if I say to someone I'm pescatarian, based off that label, they understand a good chunk of, like, my life. Well, not a good chunk, but they understand, you know, what things I don't eat and what I do eat. They understand what restaurants I may like or may have a tendency to frequent based off that. They can kind of make certain assumptions about me. And so as humans, it makes it easier when we have labels and we can say, I'm this or I'm that, or I do this and I do that. And you can kind of like make these judgments, and it's just kind of helping your brain to do things super quick. But at the same time, it can be incredibly limiting if you are allowing yourself to stick to your labels in such a way that you do not evolve past them. You do not, you know, break the box or step outside of the box. You only live within the confines of whatever your boxes are. And I do feel like that's a huge part of my Saturn return. Like, I think I've told you guys, in Placidus, it's happening in my first house. In Whole Signs, it's in my second. I've also seen stuff with my second house, which is like income, values, money, that kind of thing. I've had a restriction on some of my income sources in the past year. I'm thankfully still able to like live and support myself, but I've definitely seen a restriction in my income, and that has been a little bit like jarring to observe, especially as it definitely heightened when my return, when Saturn returned exactly to where it was when I was born, which was like a couple days ago. I had my exact return. Yeah, I've also experienced a lot of stuff around values too, interestingly enough, like just things around, you know, valuing myself even more and seeing my worth and really understanding that on a very deep and innate level. So that's been really interesting to observe. But like I said, with the labels, with the identity, with the evolution, it really is about allowing yourself that grace to know that things can change, and it's okay if they change. It doesn't mean, like I said, that you're losing yourself. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're even betraying yourself. It just means that you are allowing yourself the opportunity to do what it is that feels right for you in that particular season and chapter. And if that changes week by week, month by month, girl, go with it. Okay, go with it. Because I do think that there are so many powerful lessons, so many powerful moments of realization, so many like nuggets of wisdom that come from allowing ourselves to step outside of our own boxes that we've created. You know, the boxes, I think, can be helpful in terms of organizing our life and understanding, but they can also be cages just as easily. And it would be a shame for you to build yourself your own cage and live inside that cage forever, because that's just like truly tragic. Okay. It's after 10. I need to get to bed. I love how I was like, I'm going to bed early tonight because I'm waking up early for the gym tomorrow. I have really been like trying to get these gains, you guys. I like went so hard the other day. I pulled a muscle in like my butt. Was working the glutes so hard. Your girl to injure herself. Mind you, it's still not fully healed, but why was I doing squats today? Please be fucking for real. Like I need to sit down, but like obviously I'll be at the gym tomorrow, 6 a.m. I was gonna say 6 p.m. Absolutely not. 6 a.m. I went the other day in the evening, and one thing about the evening crowd, baby, they were scary. Like the evening crowd at my new gym, I genuinely was like, I am never coming back at this time. Like it was, you know, what's the craziest thing? Cause I live like near college. And so the evening time, it wasn't even like late evening. It was like 4 o'clock. Okay. It was a bunch of college kids. And I was just like, I truly felt so elderly. I was like, my knees fucking cracking as I try to do these squats. Okay. Like my elbow hurts. Like it was, I felt so old. But I will say, you know, some of these like college boys, I was like, oh, maybe I could be a little cougar in my next evolution. Cause baby, some of them was looking real good. And I said, you got to be at least 21. Girl, I gotta give y'all tea. Cause I had went on a date with a 21-year-old, but we gonna say that for another episode. I feel like we just gotta catch up because clearly I've been out of commission for a minute. Oh, also one last thing, housekeeping. I haven't really been over on the Manifest Daily Instagram. Like I really try to revive that Instagram. It was giving engagement dead. It was giving I don't know. So bear with me as I decide if I'm gonna start a new Instagram for the podcast, because I probably am leaning towards that just to like be like, okay, if you really want to rock with it, come to the new Instagram. Because I genuinely was like, there's no way I have like 10,000 followers and no one's seeing anything. It's ridiculous. Like Instagram, and it's not even Instagram, because I know I'm not gonna sit here and make the whole like it's the algorithm argument, because I know it was definitely the content, the lack of content. But I think when you're, it's kind of that loop, like when people aren't seeing the stuff, then you get discouraged, you don't want to post, and because you're not posting, people aren't seeing the stuff, and it's just like a loop. So I think I might be starting a new Instagram, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I have been over on my personal one, if you care. It's literally not podcast stuff at all. So if you do find me over there, I'll follow you back. But girl, it's literally like I don't even know what I posted today. I went to a birthday party this weekend. I posted that. So it's that kind of stuff. But I'll follow you back if you follow me over there. And yeah. Okay. I'm going to go now, but thank you for tuning in. I'm probably going to have a new intro on this too. Ooh, fun. Okay. Bye. Chat later. Bye. 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 Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.